Moscow-controlled regions in eastern and southern Ukraine are voting on whether to become part of Russia. The referendums are taking place in Luhansk, Donetsk, Zaporizhia and Kherson. That's about 15% of Ukraine's territory. Kyiv and its Western allies say the vote's a sham and an unlawful land grab. It comes as Ukrainian forces continue to recapture swaths of territory in a major counteroffensive. Well, for more on today's referendum, let's speak to Khoda Abdulhamid. She's joining us live from Pokrovsk in Ukraine. Give us some background to this. What's going on? Why is the referendum being held?
Well, people are being asked whether they want to join the Russian Federation or not. Now, this has been long time in the coming. The ground for all of this has been set back in 2014 when the pro-Russian separatists in Donetsk and Luhansk regions first started making their demands. At the time, they had proclaimed these two republics. They said they were independent from Ukraine. But no one had recognized them for about 8 years, not until 2 days before this war started. So on February 22nd, when President Vladimir Putin made an official recognition of those two places. But the demand had always been to join the Russian Federation. And actually, Russia has been distributing Russian passports, not only in Donetsk and Luhansk, in the areas under separatist control, but also recently in, for example, Zaporizhia. Russia holds about half of that region, in the Kherson region, in the south of the country. So this has been well prepared in for a long time. The one issue you have there is that not all of the original residents of those regions are still there to actually vote. The vast majority of people living in Donetsk and Luhansk had already left 8 years ago. More left when the war started, either towards Ukraine or towards Russia. So you have the issue about who exactly is voting and how can that be legitimate, considering that the original residents are not in those areas at this point.
I know you've been talking to a few of the people who are remaining in those areas. How are people feeling about this vote?
Now, I talked to people who actually left those areas. Many of them reached Zaporizhia, the Ukrainian-controlled side. That would be their first stop to then move further westward or towards western Ukraine or even Poland. And now, they were saying, yes, there is a part of the population in those areas that do support Russia. They were saying mostly the elderly. And that is something that I've actually witnessed myself, for example, in the land, in places that the Ukrainians have recently retaken, cities like Balaklia and Izyum. You had people there who were supporting Russia, who had no problems living during the Russian occupation. They said they had food, they had water, they had electricity, so that things were not too bad as long as you didn't get involved with the Russians. There is that mentality still, but this seems to be a bit of a generational divide there. I've heard very few young people actually showing support to the Russian occupation.